ओम शांति। वाई यू से तमो प्रधान बॉडी, नॉट गुड वर्ड। रॉयल लाइफ, दिस इज द टॉपिक। बॉडी ऑफ कोर्स हैज बिकम इम्प्योर, बट वी कैन प्योरिफाई इट। I remembered one thing. Shiv Baba mentioned it's a great secret. Shiv Baba mentioned when I entered for the first time in the body of Brahma, I sat in his forehead and I spread my pure vibrations in his whole body and made his body pure, cool down all of his sense organs. Wonderful thing. So how Shiv Baba made a man Brahma, it was the first thing. Because he became father. Only the relationship was father and children, nothing else. So we can also do this practice. I am supremely pure soul here. And golden rays of my purity are spreading in my brain, in whole body. You can sit in such feeling for a minute only. Let them go in brain, then left hand, right hand, neck, throat, whole body. They will purify many things inside the body. Sense organs will become cool. So we have to become very royal. Our Baba, Brahma Baba, was very royal. Once, a man who was anti-Brahma Kumaris entered in someone's home and there was this picture of Brahma Baba sitting in meditation. And he was looking continually to him. He was looking, looking, looking. Then he mentioned that I have seen many yogis in this world. I have seen many great persons in this world. But this man is very royal. I have never seen such a royal man. See, wonderful thing. One another experience of a person. This person was also anti. He came in someone's home, saw Brahma, Guljar Dadi's photo, Avyakt Bab Dada's photo. And he was again looking, looking, looking to her. And when this man asked, what are you looking here? He told that this is the lady, but I see Shivling here. Because Shiv Baba used to enter her. So wonderful experience we will get. We have to become royal. Baba says, through your face and divine actions, through your face and your good qualities, your very divine dharana, you have to glorify Baba. Service will take place through your face. We know face is the index, face is the mirror of everything inside we have. If we are happy inside, our face will shine. If we are miserable, depressed face, so we have to make ourselves very royal, and for this, first and most important thing, in Baba's words, purity is the best royalty. Pure souls are royal. As per today's Murli, Baba is saying, your future's face, see how happy, how smiling, how attractive they are. Because they were pure. So purity is the mother of peace, happiness, prosperity. Purity gives us everything, and purity is our main aim. We are pure souls. So first dharana we have to bring into our life. We have to make it very natural. That is purity. I will take this topic later on. Second thing is contentment. A person who is content becomes very royal. Third thing, third thing, egolessness. Ego is the worst thing. Third thing is egolessness. Main aim of our spiritual life is to become egoless. To become free from the feeling of I-ness. Important aim of our life. Fourth dharana is easy going nature, easy life. And fifth dharana, only five dharana, in order to make us royal, not only royal, but for our spiritual progress, self-respect, swaman. We have to practice self-respect. So I will elaborate little to all these five. Self-respect, which is related to our purity. We have to accept the titles Baba has given to us. First title, he always says, you are great souls of this world. I have chosen you because you are the deity souls. Same. You had been very royal, very pure, very mightful. So when Baba says you are great soul, we have to accept it. Come in this feeling. God is reminding me, I am great. I am not like ordinary human beings of this world. I am great. I am different from all. And Baba has also mentioned, you always listen, we are the richest in the, not only world, in the Kalpa, throughout the Kalpa. We had been very wealthy. We have forgotten, even in copper age, in iron age, we had lot of wealth. And the base of this wealth is the wealth of confluence age. Baba says, those who have the wealth of knowledge, more wealth, maximum wealth, the treasure of wealth, they will remain wealthy throughout the cycle. Those who donate this wealth, they will become rich. One line Baba had spoken once in Murli, those who have the treasure of knowledge, they will get easily money in this world too. Money will come them easily. They will not need to work hard for getting money easily. Money will be attracted towards them. This is, we can understand, here is the subtle attraction between we and nature. Try to understand it. If we are pure, purity is the inner strength of nature. If we are pure, our purity will attract nature. Means, will attract everything from the nature. And nature is giving everything to human beings. So, we have to increase our purity day by day. We have to make it natural. And for this, just remember, originally, I am very pure, supremely pure. Remind yourself it again and again. Don't think your present purity, impurity. Forget it. Realize it, accept it. Originally, I am supremely pure soul. Second practice. See yourself in soul world. And visualize yourself in such a form that I am a soul here and my aura of purity is very, very big, vast. And I am very close to Shiva Baba. It's because of purity. Two things enhances our aura, purity and might. So if we practice more and more, I am Master Almighty and supremely pure soul, our aura will reach up to the world, last corner of the world. It will touch there. And bodiless souls, which are wandering in the space now. Their number is increasing day by day. They will run away from us. And they will receive pure energy from us and will go back to mukti. So self-respect and purity, both are interconnected. I am the victorious jewel. Very, very subtle self-respect. I am victorious. Victory will come to me. Maya is not victorious on me. I am victorious on Maya. I am powerful. Maya is not powerful. Although Baba said in Murli, Maya is also powerful. No. We should reject it. Maya is powerful or we are powerful? Who is powerful? Please raise the powerful souls, your hand. Maya is not powerful. I am powerful because I am Master Almighty and Almighty is always with me. Once, Baba had mentioned most powerful line. Suppose, because many in India used to oppose to Brahma Kumaris. Here are many sects of Hindu religion. Their philosophies are different. They used to oppose. Why don't you worship Krishna? Why don't you go in the temple of Rama? Why don't you do this ritual, that ritual, many things? Why don't you ply mala, rosary? So Baba mentioned, if entire world and the army of entire world is in one side and you are alone in other side, but victory will come to you because Almighty is with you. Remember always. So you will remain bold, courageous, powerful, hopeful. Maya will not even dare to come to you. So we have to become very pure. Every day, our steps of purity must move forward towards our perfect purity. I am saying you again, forget your past. That was past life. This was Kali Yugi life. Now, I have become Brahmin. I came to God. I am under His blessing, His love, His pure vibrations. He's cooperating with me. So we are very courageous, very hopeful, we are very bold. So make it your nature. And another practice which Baba teaches us always again and again. See others as a soul. This simple practice. We cannot make any excuse for this, that I don't have time, there is no concentration, I have waste thoughts, my mind is not stable. We cannot say this. We come in the contact with many people whole day and we have to practice. They are souls sitting here, just in 1-2 seconds. So I would suggest to you one thing, 5 times in a day. You can fix up traffic control's time or any timing in your daily routine. Make a simple plan, 5 times a day, I will see everyone as a soul. If no one is there with you or in front of you, you can visualize in whole world. All are souls, shining stars, playing their part. Now this drama is about to end. I have to go back home. That's it. It will make purity very strong. It will make your words very powerful, effective, impressive. When you give knowledge to others, your each word will affect them. If you say something to your children, they will accept. Because there is the power of in your words. Contentment. Content nature, one thing. So we have to reduce our desires, worldly desires, and expectations. Contentment is a big subject. We have to content with body. What kind of body I got? With my family? What kind of children, husband, wife I got? Relationships? My wealth, my house, my job, my attainment in this life, my failure or success, defeat or victory. Now, be content. Finally at the end, when we came at the end of the cycle, we achieved God. We achieved most elevated fortune. We achieved complete light of knowledge in our life. We came to know to our final destination, Mukti and Jivan Mukti became our birthright content. On achieving God, if we are not content, then think, who else will make us content? If we are content now, even in copper age and iron age, we will remain content. Sanskaras of present will last forever. Very important thing. Contentment is very important. If a person is not content, mind is not stable, concentration will become hard. Suppose you have organized a big program, a big conference, thousands of people came in that to participate there. All are enjoying. You have been also given chance to sit on the stage for a lecture. Good thing. But you are sitting in back row. And you are not happy with that. Why they allotted seat me there, not here? So your thoughts will make you puzzled. And when you will get the turn to speak something, no enjoyment. Even people will not enjoy that. No happiness, no contentment, no intoxication, not good vibrations. So human nature, check your nature. Am I content in all situations? In all situations. Suppose you came here in Gansorar. You live in your home in one big room, single room, private. And here you got such a room where five sisters are living together. I hope now this is not the situation because group is not so big. But suppose three sisters, five brothers are living together. No privacy. You are not happy here. Everything is fine. Food is okay, tea, coffee is okay. But room is not okay. So what will happen? Your enjoyment will become half. Once we had only Panda Bhavan, neither Gyansarod nor Shantivan. A education conference was organized in Shantivan. I was standing with Dadi Prakash Mani. A group of 10 sisters came there to see Dadi. Dadi was standing in courtyard. I came to ask something. 10 came. They were lecturers. And Dadi was very politely saying that we don't have so much room, so you might have got a big room for 5 or 7 sisters together. In your home you live alone, privately, and here you are living 5 sisters, 8 sisters together. They were very intelligent. Answer was, Dadi, we used to live separately, you united us. I listened it all. See how wise these sisters are, because they are professors. So we were one, separate, no unity, and you united us. We came together. So this is only one thought which made them content. So in all situations, second situation, you came here food is not according to you. Your stomach is not used to such food. You may have the problem of digestion. Suppose you go lose motion. Many double foreigners suffer this problem. We always think that we should avoid, we should do something that food must become so good, light. But everyone's digestive system is different. And big problem of water. I also go everywhere in India. Yesterday I came from somewhere. So because of water, we have a stomach problem. Food is the same. So we have just decided, we just ask them that you have to just purchase Bisleri for us forever. So we drink water, Bisleri, that bottle water, mineral water, then it's good. But we have to content in that too. That okay, different things affects our body, affects our health, it will be okay, no problem. It is a cleansing procedure of body. Let it be clean. Because in Nature Cure, about loose motion, they say that if you have lot of constipation in your stomach, and many people don't know about their constipation, but everyone has constipation in this world. So when it's too much rubbish inside, so nature, body will do something. It will cause loose motion to you and stomach will become clean. So don't worry, be content. If you have fever, same thing about fever. The toxins collected inside, they go out. So body becomes clean. So we have to create such thoughts in our mind which keep us content. At the time of destruction, there will be a big examination of contentment. Everyone will have to go back home being alone. To leave everything behind here. Nothing with us. Only godly treasures. So we must get ready to renounce everything easily, happily. Easy nature. I would share you my best experience of this life in 1971. In one of Vyakt Murli, Baba came down and he spoke about easy nature, lightness in the world. So 5 points he gave in that Murli and they became blessing for me. If you are light, your problems will also become light. Great thing, we can experience it. If you are light, your disease will also become light. In disease, if a person thinks too much, worried too much, becomes negative, what will happen now? So disease will become serious. I teach always to the patient of cancer here. Many come in our Yan Sarovar, they have this problem of cancer, and first thought which I give to them, they come to me because now I am not doctor, but they think I am also a doctor. So they come to me, what to do, we have this problem of cancer. What happens? For the first time when doctor detect that you have cancer, they start dying. So I teach them, no, create this powerful thought, I will survive for 20 more years, even after destruction. Be happy. Happiness, smile, great thing for our life. If you are happy, in front of your happiness, cancer will be defeated. It will never become powerful. So I prepare them so much, very much, that nothing will happen to you. Baba is with you. Be happy. Forget that you have cancer. And many, they enjoy and become okay. And because cancer repeats after 5 years, if there one germs virus is left behind inside, they will become millions in 5 years. So I teach them, you have to start to drink charged water. Water in the glass, give drashti. Remember 7 times, I am Master Almighty, so this water will become a powerful medicine for you, and keep it drinking, cancer will never return. So we have to make ourselves so powerful, so positive. So if you are light, your disease will also become light. Third thing Baba mentioned, if you are light, your sanskaraj will also become light. One who is light is very mindful, not sensitive. So we have to become very light in our mind, light mind, because nowadays, at present, it has become a big problem in this whole world that many, you can say 90% people of this world, their speed of mind is becoming very fast. And it is causing many problems. It is taking to them towards depression, psychiatric disease. So we have to be very careful. Be light. So speed of mind will become slow. And you will remain safe from any psychiatric disease, from depression, from insomnia, and also from bodily disease. You will get power to face these diseases. Disease will come, body is tamopradhan. We should accept it. Disease will come in our body. But we are powerful. We will find out the way how to come out from everything. This is our divine wisdom. So be light. Fourth thing was, if you are light, your yoga will also become light, easy. Easiness will lead us to easy life. Contacts and relationships, in them, easiness will come. Relationships will become easy. Otherwise, at present, many people, many families are suffering because of ego, selfishness, expectations. Three these bad things are spoiling everything. Otherwise, there must be love, peace and happiness in everyone's family. So contentment, easiness, purity, self-respect, our good wishes for all. we are donor. Believe it. We are the children of God who gives always, accepts nothing, takes nothing, always giving. For all cycle He is giving. He gave us everything for golden, silver age. From copper age, He was giving, 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 taking nothing. No expectations. We have to become donors. Give happiness to others. Give love to others. Give a good drashti to others. Good drashti. Drashti full of love. Drashti full of good wishes. Give to them and they will become very happy. They would like you. So we have to make our life very royal. Thoughts must be royal. Thoughts must be elevated. And thoughts are also related to self-respect. Keep it in your mind. If we practice self-respect, our thoughts will become very great, elevated. Life will become royal. Baba has brought a big, big change into our thoughts. Is it okay? Right? He changed our thoughts. We used to think with selfish motivation. He told, no, you are world benefactor. Think for whole world. So, our thoughts started becoming elevated day by day, morally, every day, are making our thoughts elevated. Do you enjoy morally? I will not ask you, do you love morally? You all love morally. But do you enjoy morally? I share you my experience. I have enjoyed Murli very much throughout my life. 50 years of Madhuvan, every day. The best and the biggest enjoyment is Murli for me. On any coast, I don't want to miss Murli. First method is, when you'll come in the class, you have to practice one thing. We remember Baba, but one another practice. I am a soul, self-sovereign soul, king of the body, king of my mind and intellect, master of my mind and intellect. Talk to your mind and intellect, O my mind. Keep silent till Murli is finished. Don't run here and there now. You had been wandering here and there. Now be silent to your intellect. Important thing. Intellect is the power of wisdom. Entire Murli knowledge will come into our intellect. So talk to your intellect. Oh my intellect, you are my good friend. Now, be stable. What Baba says, you imbibe it immediately. Absorb it. Remember it. And you will experience that you can remember all Murli. Second practice. When you come to Murli, have one thought. Now God will talk to me. So while listening Murli, sit in this feeling, God is talking to me. Enjoy everything. He's reminding me something. So Murli will become a great blessing. You will experience as if you have drunk the nectar. It will make you immortal. third thing, which I practice, 2-3 practice I do every day. Sometime I am soul sitting here and listening through ear. Sometime I am an angel listening only. But very powerful practice is that from Baba, vibrations are coming down to me and I am listening only. Not continually, but 10 seconds. So mind will become stable and you will experience, you become full contentment. It will become a great thing. Baba is coming. Coming or not? Baba will come. You have come for 18 January. I would say something for that. Baba will come. Baba comes. I asked after every Baba's day to many, what is your experience? And everyone's answer is that we met Baba. He came down to us. Some experiences drashti, someone experiences hand of blessing on head, someone experiences presence. So it is not bad that Baba is not happy with us, or Guljar Dad is not well, therefore he is not coming. It is his plan in drama. He has to bring a big change now for this transformation of this world. So from there, sitting there, he will do millions time of more service now. He wants to make us the embodiment of vision. So enjoy. 18 January, Dadi has come. And just I would say one thing. That day is the day when Baba will give blessings. So get ready to receive 1, 2, 3 blessings from him. Okay, enjoy Baba. Yours, stay here in Gyan Sarovar and become great yogi. Om Shanti.